Are you a gig worker or self-employed? Womply has helped over 100,000 small businesses get a PPP stimulus loan and proudly serves more than 600,000 small businesses across America. Millions of self-employed workers may qualify for up to $41,000 in 100% forgivable loans. So, apply today. The program ends soon, and funds are limited. Apply now at womply.com/apply and see if you qualify for a PPP loan. womply.com/apply. That's womply.com/apply.
Now on the phone with us is Nicole Mazzotakis, our congresswoman from Brooklyn and from Staten Island. How are you, Nicole?
Good. Great to be with you again.
I understand you were down in Texas.
I was, John.
Give us a report. What the heck is going on down there?
Well, you know, I went to the southern border with Minority Whip Scalise and a group of about a dozen lawmakers, and we were going there specifically to meet with the Customs and Border Protection agents, see what they're
facing
right now.
Did they take your cameras away from you?
They did not, actually, and we were able to get some video footage of what is exactly happening in these facilities, which I did post on my Twitter. But the reality, John, is that unfortunately, the situation is so grave that the Border Protection agents were pleading for assistance. They really want to reverse the policies back to what President Trump had in place before January 20th when Biden issued his executive orders. And to give you a sense of what's happening right now, in the month of March, 175,000 migrants came over the border illegally. And that is the highest number in 15 years. So it's a very significant increase that they have seen. But the big issue is that aside from that, they're being diverted their attention in processing paperwork. A lot of these asylum claims, less than 10% are actually legitimate claims. They're processing paperwork. They're overseeing the detention facilities. They are, looking over these children, many who came unaccompanied. Very, very sad stories, which I'll get to in a minute. But while they're being diverted to deal with this mass migration, they're actually not able to patrol some of the more open and porous parts of our border. And that is providing a real opportunity for the cartels. So the cartels and the smugglers are not just making money on each individual that they are smuggling into the country. But in addition to that, while they're diverting the CBP attention, they're actually smuggling guns, they're smuggling drugs, thousands of pounds of cocaine, of meth, of heroin and fentanyl. One unit that we found had stopped so much of that drug transporting over our border, but that they say that's just what they were able to find, right? And so it's a major issue with the border not being secure and with the CBP attention being diverted to deal with the surge. And they also were able to bust a couple of what's called these shaft houses that they actually keep individuals there. And, these are individuals that are being sold into sex trafficking, into involuntary servitude. Thankfully, CBP was able to identify some. But, this is all a business, a $500 million a month business that the cartels are taking advantage of our open borders. And I think that we can fix it. First, reversing the policies that President Biden put in place via executive order. We need to have return to cooperation with Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras. And it's not just those countries, by the way. The detention, I keep saying detention, but the facility that we were visiting, which had the migrant children, they were representing 60 different countries. So this is a real message that the president had sent, that our borders were open and that people can come over. And it really sent a bad message, because we're dealing with this crisis now. It's not just humanitarian crisis, it's a public health crisis. If you look at the individuals jammed in these facilities, the Donna facility, which is supposed to be for 250 people, had 4,000 people there, well over, 900% capacity. And at a time when we have this pandemic, and remember, Mexico is a level 4 country in terms of the pandemic, in terms of COVID. So it is a public health crisis as well. Individuals that come into these facilities, they're not even COVID tested, and some do come with symptoms such as fever, but they're not tested until they leave the facility by HHS. And so there's a lot happening here. It's the public health crisis, the humanitarian crisis, which young girls, women, they are raped, they are abused on this journey to the United States. a 9-year-old girl.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
It's very sad. 9-year-old girl gang raped was at one of these facilities. Very tragic, very sad, and we could do something to address it. I really urge the president and the vice president to go to the border, see what we saw, hear what we heard. Even Democrats now have gone on this trip. It should not be a partisan issue at all. I mean, this really is an issue of national security, of individuals being treated humanely, helping people who are being abused and exploited, and also making sure that we're securing our borders, particularly during a pandemic.
Well, in New York, we're handcuffing the ability of our police people to do their jobs. And we have riots and we have broken windows, et cetera, et cetera. Are we handcuffing our border agents from doing their job?
Yes. Yes, we are. And that has to stop. The CBP said very clearly to us that it was Joe Biden's executive order that reversed some of the agreements put in place, migrant protocols put in place by President Trump, cooperation with these Central American nations that had really led to this surge. And so they were begging to go back to the policies put in place before January 20th. That's number one. Number two, they feel that their hands are tied. Number three, they're being diverted. Because, you know, the cartels know what they're doing. They are running the border. They are diverting CBP. And as they're preoccupied with the paperwork and the facilities, they're not patrolling the open areas of our border, which is why the Texas governor Abbott has actually, brought in, the Texas National Guard, and also the Department of Public Safety, the state troopers. So they're helping supplement some of that patrol, which is
so. Nicole, you have described what the heck is going on down there. It's so sad. Nicole Miotakis, we will continue this conversation next week. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and I have sympathy for these kids and these people. And hey, now there's an alert that President Biden is going to send money to the Central America to help some of these people. I'd rather help them in their own country than letting them release their kids into not knowing where they're going.